A few years later, Eumenes II had to fight another battle, this time against the remaining Gauls, who were stirred up to trouble by a king of another neighboring region, an area known as Bithynia. This was a very successful battle, and like his father, Eumenes II celebrated his victory with a monument. This time, he did not set up statues all over the Greek world, but focused on building an impressive monument in Pergamon itself, in the form of an altar to the god Zeus. This was located on the most prominent point of the citadel of Pergamon. At the highest point, it could be seen from miles around. And the altar is today considered to be a masterpiece, one of the greatest examples of sculpture from the ancient world. The altar itself was simply a platform where animals could be sacrificed in honor of Zeus, but it was surrounded by an architectural framework whose walls were covered with sculpture. There was one theme shown on all four sides of the altar, a story of monumental proportion, a great battle between the gods of Mount Olympus and the monstrous giants of the earth. This battle was shown in Greek art for the last several hundred years, very close to the hearts of the Greeks. It was essentially a story of good versus evil, where the good and beautiful gods that lived on Mount Olympus, gods like Zeus and Athena and Apollo, fought against the monstrous creatures born of the earth. According to legend, at some point, these monsters wanted to take over the world, and it was only the gods of Mount Olympus that kept chaos at bay, that kept these dark forces back. So this is an interesting choice for a victory monument. And in it, we see hundreds of figures fighting one another. The gods are shown as beautiful and perfect, with ideal faces, calmly, almost without expression, as they are fighting the enemy. The giants, on the other hand, are truly monstrous. Portions of them look human, but then devolve into bestial elements. For example, one of these giants may have a human body, but its legs would be snakes, or wings would sprout from his back, or his body might be human, and his head might be an animal's head. But it's interesting that throughout this monument, one tends to feel sympathy for these monstrous beings. The gods are, of course, going to win. That's how the myth goes, and they are all-powerful. And yet the sculptors show these monsters, these defeated enemies, with great sympathy. One of the greatest scenes that depicts this is a scene that shows the goddess Athena. And she is quite beautiful. She is being crowned by the figure of victory because she's about to defeat the fallen enemy, the fallen giant. The giant falls at her feet, and he has a beautiful face crumpled in pain as he's begging for his life. Nearby is depicted an image of Mother Earth, the figure of Gaia, and she's pleading for the life of her son. And looking at this scene, you really can't help but feel sympathy for the fallen, sympathy for the defeated. And so if you think about the reason why this image was created, why this altar was created to celebrate the Pergamene victory over the enemy, it's a little curious because, of course, you think that the Pergamenes are associating themselves with the gods who are victorious and are associating the Gauls and other enemies with the monsters that are defeated. And yet, it's the monsters that are shown with a great deal of dignity and sympathy, precisely the way we saw the Gallic warriors a generation earlier. So it's not quite understood why the Pergamenes chose to portray their enemies this way, but it's a curious element that we see recurring in Pergamene art.